As you know from my previous commentaries, I made a request to DOCS for approval to form a prison chapter of UFD, which I use to positively organize, motivate, and inspire and educate young prisoners and to steer them away from gangs, drugs, and violence. Despite the good UFD would do, DOCS denied my request based on an outright lie, deliberate misinformation, and two really insignificant petty reasons. First, the outright lie was that this facility already offers a variety of inmate organizational opportunities and that UFD would duplicate the goals and activities of the already existing African cultural organization. There are no active inmate organizations at this facility, and the African cultural organization has been defunct for over 3 years. The facility administration has thwarted efforts to get this inmate organization back up and running, and it imposes severe restrictions as to discourage prisoners from running approved inmate organizations, so none here exists. Second, the deliberate misinformation is when DOCS went on the internet and found an old UFD blog and misrepresented documents posted there to insinuate UFD is affiliated with an organization that condones and encourages violence. The truth is UFD is no longer affiliated with that organization, and the documents DOCS refers to mention nothing about violence. Further, UFD itself has never in its over 10 years of existence advocated or engaged in violence. In fact, UFD advocates nonviolent conflict resolution. Third, DOCS claims my recommendation for UFD members to be housed together raises, quote, a level of concern, end quote. But DOCS doesn't articulate their supposed concern because, in truth, it was only a pretext to bolster their unreasonable denial of my request. But my recommendation was based on sound research that prisoners under 25 years old should be housed together in structured environments. Fourth, DOCS took issue with me requesting that 25 UFD members be allowed to attend executive board meetings of UFD instead of the limit of 10. This was just another pretext to bolster the unreasonable denial of my request, because it would be nothing to revise my proposal to accommodate the 10-member limit. I did everything I could to get DOCS to reconsider his decision denying my request. Nothing worked. So I made a motion to amend my federal complaint to include a challenge to DOCS' unreasonable decision to deny my request for approval to form a prison chapter of UFD here at Great Meadow, because I was already challenging in my federal lawsuit disciplinary action taken against me for promoting UFD. I also made a motion for a preliminary injunction compelling DOCS to approve UFD so that I won't be disciplined anymore for promoting and organizing UFD. I faced 9 months of solitary confinement for my organizational work through UFD. Despite the fact a preliminary injunction motion is meant to seek immediate relief from an immediate, imminent deprivation of your rights, it has been over a year and Judge Thomas J. McAvoy has yet to rule on my motions to amend and for a preliminary injunction. This is just further evidence of judicial bias. Motions to amend are supposed to be freely granted, and preliminary injunction motions are supposed to be decided quickly. Yet, I'm still waiting for a decision. So, DOCS can send me to solitary confinement any day for trying to help young prisoners because Judge McAvoy obviously doesn't feel I deserve the same fair and expeditious adjudication of my motions as any other litigant. I thought justice was blind. Apparently not. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as Infame Sekibu, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. Follow me on Facebook at Free Dante Mitchell. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.